Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We welcome David Albright, the author with Sarah Burkhardt of the new book, Iran's Perilous Pursuit of Nuclear Weapons. We're looking at Iran next door to the catastrophe in Afghanistan. And the question is there a link between what we're witnessing in Kabul and the suspended, idle, mysterious talks between the Washington Biden administration and the Tehran Raisi government? David, a very good evening to you. There is at least one wag observing that Iran is optimistic about what they're witnessing in Afghanistan because it benefits Tehran. Does it benefit Tehran for the nuclear talks for the Iran deal? How do you see it, David? Good evening to you.
Yeah, no, good evening to you, and thank you for having me. I don't see it as necessarily benefiting Iran. I mean, this is whatever foreign policy honeymoon President Biden had is now over. And I think there's going to be less appetite for an Iran nuclear deal that doesn't meet strict standards of actually getting Iran far away from being able to build nuclear weapons. And what I would probably think about the connection to Afghanistan is that it's not good for those who want to go back to the nuclear deal as it was formulated in 2015 and implemented in 2016.
Malcolm?
You don't think he may need to go back in order to show that they're still in control, that the diplomacy is working, that if they abandon that as well and they lose the opportunity, maybe because the Iranians won't come back, but that it would be advantageous to the administration now to be able to show that they could still move ahead and not have another debacle on the foreign policy side.
I think the problem that the Biden administration will face in reconstituting the negotiations and the JCPOA is that people are going to be looking a lot harder to whether the administration is making another mistake, not knowing the consequences of its actions. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the problems the Biden administration is facing is with Iran making steady advancements, that going back to what you had becomes more and more impossible. And so what the Biden administration risks is actually coming up with a weaker deal. And I think post this debacle in Afghanistan, I think there'll be more eyes on whether Biden is and his people are missing things. Just they don't understand the situation and they're making mistakes.
That's
so I understand that, you know, they clearly needed a diplomatic victory, but a poorly reconstituted agreement may get them a lot of trouble, particularly in places like Congress and also, I think, in the public debate.
I read from Reuters in these last hours, filing from Vienna. Iran has accelerated its enrichment of uranium to near weapons grade, this according to the IAEA, a move raising tensions with the West as both sides seek to resume talks on reviving Tehran's nuclear deal. How much more can they accelerate, David? What is acceleration from a fissile material mean?
Well, the IAEA is, again, raising an alarm. I mean, it's a confidential report they file with member states that's been leaked to the media that says that Iran continues to make highly enriched uranium, material that could be used directly in a bomb if Iran accumulates enough of it. And so, again, it shows that while the United States is restraining itself, not imposing significant sanctions on Iran as it violates the deal, Iran is increasingly violating the deal. And so you have this greater asymmetry between the U.S. doing little to nothing and Iran racing ahead. And what it's racing ahead on is in the very things that are at the heart of the deal. How long would it take Iran to produce enough weapon-grade uranium? And now we have to say, or highly enriched uranium for a nuclear weapon. And I don't think you could ever go back to what the principal goal of the deal was to have Iran 12 months from being able to produce enough weapon-grade uranium for a bomb. I don't think you can any longer do that because of all these advancements, which include making this 60% enriched uranium. Now, you could argue, well, they'll just get rid of that in a new deal. But what Iran's actually been doing, it's not so much producing large quantities of 60%. It's learning how to make those quantities of 60% in ways they didn't know about prior to the last several months, and to be able to make the 60% quicker and more efficiently with less need for a feedstock of enriched uranium, let's say at 5% or 20%. And so they're practicing breaking out and learning critical things that they didn't know before that can never be taken away. And that's why you have to worry that you're going to end up, if you just go back to the JCPOA, with a weaker one than what was there before.
Can I ask you, Rouhani confirmed, the former president, that Israel's raid on Iran's nuclear archives took place. So what roadblocks has Iran placed on the IAEA inspecting the undeclared sites? And has the issue in these suspected locations been the subject in Vienna of any of the discussions?
The IAEA has made no progress, as far as I can tell, on being able to access the variety of sites that are revealed in this nuclear archive that Israel seized in early 2018. And it hasn't made any inspectors haven't made any progress in getting credible answers from Iran to explain its incomplete nuclear declaration. It's why does it have undeclared uranium? That why are these sites so well documented in the archive and Iran claims they don't even exist? And so the IAEA has made almost no progress, and it always should, this should always be front and center. It's hard to get this into the public's and the congressmen and women's minds. But this lack of cooperation by Iran on these fundamental safeguards issues is as important or more important than Iran's advancements on making highly enriched uranium or its other violations of the JCPOA.
David, our European allies participating in the Iran deal in 2015, are they prepared to ask hard questions of Raisi, the new president?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, they're going to, you know, they're facing some pretty serious criticism about Iran. At least it's publicly taking place in Germany right now, and I think they're also going to have to be more careful about appeasing Iran to the point where it creates further instability in the region. So I think but I think in their hearts, unfortunately, I think they would make a deal in a minute, and they would sweep the inspector's concerns under the rug, and be done with it. So I think in the end, this will have to be rectified in Washington, and who knows if the Biden administration is really committed to that.
So you do not see leadership from London, Paris, or Berlin, the big three. Nothing there, David. We just have a few seconds.
I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see any that would. I mean, they'll play lip service. I mean, everyone, even the JCPOA proponents, some of the worst proponents of the JCPOA, cannot just throw the IAEA completely under the bus.
Iran's Perilous Pursuit of Nuclear Weapons is the new book from David Albright and Sarah Burkhart. David is the founder and president of the nonprofit Institute for Science and International Security, Malcolm Honlein Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.